HCAT, Bobo again.
Running and getting ready for the day, KM4NAP.
Pulling back out the driveway now.
Isn't it picked up in here, or has it just been running about the same?
And not much changed, and I don't see it changing much in the near future.
I always hope, but I don't look for things to change all that much, economy-wise myself, either.
Got out of range of the repeater.
Very possible. I didn't hear him after you signed off, so he's probably out of range by now.
Just right out the road from me.
Well, at least you know you got a neighbor close by. But where's everybody else? Are they sleeping in this morning?
The one that's usually out here this time of day would be Eric, and he may be just coming into repeater range. And the rest of them, can't get here about 5:30, and Andrew will come in a little after him usually.
Schedule back in my brain, but I tell you, I miss the days of talking to everybody on the paper route. That was cool.
Helps pass the time, doesn't it?
Plus, it kept me awake, because about that time of day, I was getting toward the end, and I was getting sleepy.
That's always the worst time for me when I got to do anything like that. It's right about dusk, or dawn, I mean, right around dawn, and that's when I usually have to stop and take me a walkabout for a minute.
I worked third shift 14 and a half years, not counting running the paper up. And my old body says when the sun comes up, your eyelids go down. When the sun goes down, you wake up.
Dad, well, I worked up at DuPont doing swing shifts where you were constantly changing back and forth, and so mine got used to just whatever, rest when you could, and you were awake when you were told to.
Remember those days with the police department? Work three off two, work two off three, do that for a month, and then you'd go from day shift to night shift for a month.
It was but three nights off 3 days, work 3 days, off one night, or one day, come back and work three nights, off 3 days, work 4 days, and then you took an 8-day break, and that was every month.
Well, too bad it was scheduled. I could have worked with that.
The week off every month. You only work 14 days out of the month, and so I enjoyed it. I was, 20 years old? So, wasn't nothing to me.
You could just have the energy when we were that age again, KM4NAP Friday.
I'll be 50 here in just a few months, so I know it's nothing compared to some of them out there, but I'm starting to feel those every year.
I get my age. I got, come September, I have 21 years on you.
Get that far.
Sure. I don't see no reason why you won't.
Which side of the family I get most of my health stuff from. Dad's side of the family does pretty good. Mom's side of the family, man, hit or miss. So about late 60s, early 70s, about as far as they make it.
About my bad health from my mama's side, the heart problems and being a diabetic and all. But on my daddy's side, his mother lived to be 98 years old. And if he hadn't had that open heart surgery to fix the hole in his heart, he would have might have made it that long himself.
Mom's dad made it to 81, I think. He's the one in there that kind of skews the numbers. And Mom made it to 60, 7. And then, let's see. Her mom made it to, I think she is in her early to mid-70s.
Both my parents made it to the higher side of the 70s, somewhere around 77, 78, somewhere along in there. And my sister, she'll turn 85 in December.
I got a half-brother left, and he's younger than I am. And my full brother, he passed away at 27, but that was not natural causes, so kind of had to rule him out. But just me and Dad left on my side, or my immediate family.
Mother was smart. She had us 7 years apart. That way, the next one up could help take care of the younger one. So there's 7 years between me and my brother, and there's 7 years between my brother and my sister.
Because, you know, on my dad's side of the family, there's him, and then there's 6 years to his younger brother, 6 years to the daughter, and then 6 years to me, the oldest grandson.
Happy Monday. How's it going?
Expect a Monday morning. I'm doing good over here.
For me, the Saturday.
Nice to look forward to, for sure.
7 years old, but if I could, I'd still be working. I'd rather be working than looking it for a walk.
It's kind of old.
I'd rather work because I want to and not because I have to.
You're raised on a farm, that's all you know. Daylight to dark.
The weekend.
I spent it building gardening carts for Courtney's office. They've got this nice southern exposure in front of their office there. So I built some rolling garden carts that have, you know, 8 cubic foot capacity. And I built one of them as a prototype for them to try out. And I built another one for our house to try out. And I'll probably build them a couple more because they've got room for, I think, 3 right in front of our office there. So, yeah, they're going to plant some herbs and peppers and stuff at the office, and tomatoes and things. And, you know, we're going to, of course, you know, do our usual garden spreads.
Fairly busy weekend.
Up in the ground is now.
Yep, W Mobile.
Again, KO4HX.
KM4NAP.
Happy Monday. WTJKT.
Everybody, hope everybody's doing well.
Here, just making my way down to the first stop. Already in the tool truck.
KWS, we're on top of Pratt Whitney Mountain, so we'll wish y'all 7-3s. Hope you have a great day. KW4 KWS, 1-2.
7-3, Kevin. Good to hear you on here this morning, and you have a great day at work. KW4HX.
Come on in here and tell us what you got into this weekend.
Anderson, the one of the granddaughters down there, her artwork was getting an award and being displayed down there at the art center and everything. So we went down there for that. Man, there was some really talented kids there with some really talented drawings. And that, but her drawing's going to be at the, I guess, the Ann Med Women's and Children's Center for about a year, starting in June.
To get that, I can draw flies. That was cool. The only thing I can draw was flies.
But QT this morning is about 5 Greer City there.
Things are getting weird out here. I had somebody try to get in the tool truck while I was sitting at a red light last week.
On Saturday, and somebody walked out with a cart full of stuff, and they didn't pay, but they didn't do anything about it either.
And you're going to have to pay for it.
street, guy sitting in a red light there in Berea. Guy walks up to the truck, stumbles up to the truck, and tries to get in the driver's door. Gets up on the step, trying to open the door to get in. I just give the truck a little shake, and he falls off.
For a lot of people, and a lot of people cope in ways that aren't the healthiest. You know, drugs and alcohol is one of those things.
I grew up in a house full of that, so know all about it.
Talk about this pretty frequently. Like, our entire culture is designed for life to be hard for most people. And, you know, it's just, I don't know why we do it, but, you know, it's just the way it is. You know, it's... You know, 80% of people are struggling to pay bills. It's just, you know, don't know why we do that to ourselves.
About KF4NXY, David.
Hey, good morning, David. KF4HKX. Hope you're enjoying that cup of coffee.
Morning, David. KN4TFW.
Good morning, David. W2JKT. I hope that coffee is treating you well this morning.
KM4NXT.
Everybody, yeah, this cup of coffee's doing good. It's nice and hot. And just taking my time drinking and just kind of been listening to y'all for a little while and thought I'd jump in there and say good morning. Y'all pick it back up and I'll be listening. KF4NXY.
Making plans to go over to Sevierville Hamfest this weekend.
Boys' birthdays on Thursday and Friday this week, and it's a teacher work day at their school both days, so they will just happen to not have school on their birthdays this year. So I'm probably gonna take PTO from work on Thursday and Friday, and then we're gonna do our St. Patrick's Day weekend with them this weekend. Have corned beef, brisket, stuff, all that this weekend. So no ham fest for me.
Be too busy for much of anything other than birthday parties.
Having a proper birthday party. They didn't want to have any friends over or anything, so it's just going to be the four of us. So it'll still be a good time. Courtney's going to work from home Thursday, Friday. I'm going to be on PTO. And, yeah, we're just going to have fun with the kids for a couple of days.
It sounds like a good, fun weekend. Now it's Saturday to head over to Sevierville with Kevin and a couple other guys riding with us. Shelby or Charlotte, so not that bad. About 2 hours. Monday is my wedding anniversary. I've been married 29 years, so I'll have to figure out something to do with the wife that day.
Well done, 29 years.
So I thought you were taking her to the ham fest for her anniversary.
Last year for 28 to that, so took her over there for the weekend. We spent the weekend over there, and I got her. She likes to sleep in, so I let her sleep in, and I went and done that, and then we went and the rest of the weekend done what we wanted to.
Pretty well then.
Birthday party she was going to Saturday at the same time, so she's going to go to that, and I'm going to go do what I'm to the ham fest with the guys, and then Sunday, like I said, we'll figure out something. She told me next year I better have something special planned, though. She had to put up with me for 30 years.
What's that new Jeep working out?
Here we got like 23 miles to gallon going down to Anderson yesterday. And that just riding around. But I never do get very good gas mileage riding down to Anderson. It doesn't matter what vehicle. I think it's got flat out too many hills.
Right. Get a few miles on that engine. It'll loosen up and hopefully you'll gain a few more miles.
And?
25 two-door wheelies. And that it's got the 2.0 turbo engine in it. 28 out of that V6 and out on the interstate. So I don't know what I can get out of this. Maybe a little bit better.
What car?
A about 23 out on the highway, but that was the first real trip. It's only got like 200 miles on it.
That's a little bit. I mean, I get close to 23 in my big diesel truck when I drive it, so hopefully a Jeep with a little small displacement turbo can do better.
But it's about as aerodynamic as a brick, right?
Driving a farm tractor at 70 miles an hour. And they're very inefficient when the power output is low.
I've gotten it over 2,000 RPMs yet.
My EV here runs around 40,000 RPM most of the time.
12 Nissan Frontier that I've got. When I run the paper route, I got 24 miles to the gallon. And out on the interstate, I got 32.
Whopping 8.4 miles a gallon right now.
Most of your day not moving, right?
I've been in my day moving, believe it or not. Today, I'll put at least 100 miles on a tow truck.
How long do you spend at a typical stop?
So how many guys are there? If there's one guy, it could be anywhere from 10 minutes to 15 minutes, and on average. If it's a bigger stop than, you know, like George Coleman or Benson, I'll spend, you know, an hour, 2 hours there.
It's breezy here this morning.
There's rain all up in the area, but I've only hit a couple of little sprinkles.
Right now, that's the first I've seen. But I just turned on the 123. So, is this supposed to rain today or this week?
50% chance of rain, at least this morning. And then, like, a high of like 54.
Well, the rest of the week, and then rain again this weekend.